90.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Let's talk Packer football. As promised, we've got Mike Clemens with us to talk about week two of the National Football League. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Joel. Good morning.
Well, last week, let's get a take on last week. Number one, Jordan Love. From what I saw that leadership. I saw that confidence that you talked about. You know, not a dazzling performance, but good. Is that a good analysis of what we saw with Jordan Love last week?
I thought so. You know, command of the huddle. You know, getting you in and out of plays, not getting you into trouble, and, you know, moving the ball along. And then by, what was it, the third quarter, he can handle a ball bobbling around in the backfield with a bad exchange from the center, pick it up and get a 37-yard gain.
Yeah.
When he found the rookie tight end, Luke Musgrave, over there wide open. That was actually a bit of a design play. Not the fumbling part, of course. I didn't see them practice that.
The old fumble Ruski, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, they call that a leak play, okay, where Musgrave looks like he is going to help stay in blocking, and then he just sort of leaks out a little bit off to the side, then goes downfield, and he finds that open patch down there. What amazed me the most of that game at Soldier Field is how the Bears made, like, zero progress from where they were last December. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I thought for sure with a whole second year of Luke Getsy, the former Packers assistant coach, and as the offensive coordinator, and Matt Eberflus, you know, a defensive guy, the head coach, that, you know, second year of the program, they're supposed to make progress. And all I see was Justin Fields looking, couldn't find anybody, and run, you know. And he's got to stay in the pocket to get business done. And I talked to Hub Arkish. You've heard of him. He's a longtime Chicago Bears reporter.
Yes.
At halftime, he said, we saw this in practice. We saw, you know, an offense that wasn't quite clicking yet. And we asked about it, and they said, oh, don't worry about it. It's just practice. Well, so the Bears have got a heap of problems. The city got so excited because they've waited 30 years to get past Favre
and Rodgers,
and they finally thought this was their chance. And they were talking about, this really hurts. Mm-hmm. I mean, they felt like they lost the playoff game last weekend. So that was a real dagger for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's a win. It's always nice to start 1-0, Mike. It's always nice. But I think when you're playing a team like the Bears, let's not get too excited. Either way, whether teams won or lost, I don't think Viking fans should get too excited. I don't think Packer fans should get too excited. It's a long season. You're not really sure who it is you played those first couple weeks. You're not 100% sure just how good they are, but we are certain the Bears are that bad, right?
Well, that's an excellent point. Okay, great win, great W, rivalry, playing, getting a win in Chicago. What is it now? I think they've won now 14 of their last 15 trips to Soldier Field, starting with Jordan Love and all those good things. But let's understand, you may have just beat what continues to be the worst team in the NFL last weekend. So this weekend, we're going to go to Atlanta. Now, this team looked like an improved team. Now, they played a rookie quarterback last week, and they took advantage of field advantage. Their defense makes some big plays. And they added guys in free agency. They got this Jesse Bates, who was on that Super Bowl Bengals team, paid a handsome price for that. But this dude at safety had two interceptions, one forced fumble, 10 tackles in the game, was all over the field. They also added a veteran, Bud Dupree. He was a former first-round pick for the Tennessee Titans. That's always been a good defensive team. And then, you know, talk about a veteran. He's 37 years old, but Calais Campbell from the Ravens will take some snaps at defensive end. But that's a pretty good defense that they showed last week as they beat the Carolina Panthers. Oh, and then their first-round pick, I think he was eighth overall, was Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. Speed out of Texas. That's a guy that they're talking about a lot in the Packers locker room, is the Falcons running game they've got with that kid.
Yeah. Boy, taking a look at last night's game, the Eagles took it to old school. I felt like I should have been watching that game on a black and white TV in the 50s with no remote control. One drive they had, they literally just pulled everybody in and just slammed the ball down the field and never threw the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And then they've still got that, you know, that crouching deal that they do at the line where everybody gets down low to get, you know, a couple of yards, and they'll do quarterback sneaks. Now, I mean, the Vikings just killed themselves. They have four turnovers. I lost count.
Seven, look it up on the seven turnovers in two games, and they still almost won both games.
Yeah, well, yeah. I you know, toward the end of the game, I think Kirk Cousins ended up throwing for over 300 yards, 350 yards or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the Vikings, I don't, I mean, what I would have loved is been able to hear the radio broadcast of Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, pulling his hair out, watching that mess last night in Philadelphia. They clobbered themselves, the Vikings.
But sometimes you have those two or three game stretches teams do, or just it seems like everything goes wrong. When the ball's fumbled, it bounces right into the other team's hands. The Vikings had Jefferson had a touchdown, threw the ball out the back of the end zone. You just go through those stretches sometimes where it just everything bounces the wrong way. It happens to all teams, doesn't it?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson, who, by the way, you know, we go to Super Bowl every year, regardless if the Packers go or not. And it was only, I guess it was after his rookie season. It was a year and a half ago. We were out in L.A. And there were at the Radio Row, the media area, you know, all these different networks and stations from around the country that are there. But I look, and I said to my partner, I said, that's Justin Jefferson, the great new wide receiver for the Vikings. And he was over there at a booth for Old Spice. Okay, like a spokesperson. You know, like at a convention. At a convention. I said, hey, how you doing, Mike? You know, I cover you guys with the Packers. And he said, you got a minute? When you got? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm done at 2. Yeah, sure, I'll come on over. And we talked to the kid for a half hour. He is the face of that franchise.
Yes.
I mean, he is personable. He knows his football. Smart kid. That's a real catch for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep. He's the real deal. That's for sure. Big question for Sunday at Atlanta. Watson, Dobbs, how's that receiving core, and how's the rest of our injuries looking for Sunday?
I don't think Watson's going to play. He's dealing with a hamstring injury that apparently happened about a week before last week's game in Chicago, so they were able to game plan for that. I sort of predicted, because we were talking about last week, like, I remember when they had this sort of a situation, LaFleur had just started, and Aaron Rodgers had, like, hardly any receivers to go to, so what'd they do? They started throwing the ball to Aaron Jones, the running back, and they also threw a touchdown to him, the other running back they had at the time. So I thought, you know, they're going to use Aaron Jones, and certainly not, they got around to it in the second half. But on that touchdown run, he had beautiful pass, beautiful play over the middle. He ended up grabbing his left,
behind
his left leg.
Yeah.
Now, after the game, he said, no, that's not a pull. He says, it's a bite. You know, it's a little tweak. I should be okay. Well, he hasn't practiced yet. And I got to imagine that, they're going to play it safe. It's week two. So here'd be interesting. Your only running back then would be A.J. Dillon. Patrick Taylor is a guy who's been around a couple of years. They really love him on special teams. They elevated him off the practice squad. They can do that two more times this season. But you got Emmanuel Wilson, at number 31, the kid who flashed during training camp and was actually had the most yards in those three preseason games in the league. He's from Fort Valley State, and I talked to him yesterday. I said, hey, you might be active. And what a dream come true. A kid who went to college in Georgia, about an hour and a half south of the stadium. He said, yeah, he's got the whole family. He's got classmates that are coming. So he's all set to go if they call his number and rest Aaron Jones this weekend.
All right. Well, the good news is after week one, Mike, Packer fans have some time freed up in their schedule now, because I think all Packer fans were allotting time to watch the Packer games and to watch the Jets games. Now you don't have to watch the Jets games anymore.
No, there's no reason to watch
it. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, that's too bad. I think everybody had just kind of a sick feeling when they saw that happen. And I know with everything that happened, whatever it is, you just never feel good about a guy who is obviously one of the great quarterbacks of all time, to have a season end like that with all the hype is just, it's sad.
Honestly, Joel, there was a pall in the Packers locker room Wednesday, too. I mean, it was quiet in there. There was no joy. There was no excitement for the Packers, all knowing that, you know, Rodgers went through that. They genuinely felt for that guy, even the guys that, you know, had only been around him maybe a year or so. By the way, did you know that Rodgers had surgery already?
He did. Okay.
Yeah. Here's what happens. I mean, the game was on, Monday night?
Yeah.
He flies home. He makes his decision. He flies home to L.A. He's got the big house right there on the Pacific Ocean in Malibu. And he went with Dr. Neil Alantrage, who is one of the top surgeons in sports. Matter of fact, I think when Aaron heard this was the guy who did Kobe Bryant's Achilles, mm-hmm. that's probably what sold him. Like, okay, I can have the surgery with that guy and then just go across town and to the house on the beach to recuperate. So sure. Had the surgery on Wednesday and actually put out a little message last night. This story broke last night that he's already on the mend from his Achilles tendon surgery.
Yeah, no way he's coming back this year, right? But he is looking to come back next year from what I hear, right?
Yeah, you know, that's just the New York sports writers wishing, hoping, and begging. And Woody Johnson, the owner of the team, you know, look, maybe he could be back in January. Yeah, no, I'm sure yeah. he's going to take a year before. You know, if they can get him back for the start of training camp, that would be just fine.
Yeah. All right. Noon kickoff on Sunday. Mike, we always appreciate you taking time to join us. Some good insider info there. And your flight to Atlanta is good. You had to cancel, then you had rescheduled. So you're good now, right, to go to Atlanta?
Well, it is the airlines.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
But departure is set for 6 a.m. tomorrow. So if I get bumped a couple of times, confidence is high. Eventually, I'll get to Atlanta before they close the varsity so I can get my chili dog down.
All right. Very good. Mike, we appreciate you. Thank you much. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you, Joe.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's a Packer insider. It's what he does. He's doing a lot of years. He follows the Packers, goes to the practices, goes to the locker room. And we'll archive this little bit here if you missed some of it to get your insider info each week, Friday at 9 a.m. with Mike Clemens.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. For the first time in its history, the United Auto Workers Union is striking all of Detroit's automakers at the same time. A limited job action so far. 3 assembly plants are affected, impacting the production of pickups and SUVs. The union demands a shorter work week along with higher pay and more benefits. A federal grand jury has indicted Hunter Biden. Correspondent Eric Tucker says the charges stem from a gun purchase.
What Hunter Biden is accused of is lying on a federal form to purchase a firearm. And those forms ask you about your drug use. And the allegation is that Hunter Biden lied by saying that he was not using drugs when at the time he has openly admitted, including in a book that he wrote about his life, that he was in fact struggling with a crack cocaine addiction right at that time.
The Biden legal team argues that a diversion agreement that was included in that failed plea deal should still be valid. Hurricane Lee continues moving north out there in the Atlantic, prompting a hurricane watch for parts of Maine and a tropical storm warning that extends south into Massachusetts. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says it's going to be a soggy start to the weekend.
We expect to get 4 inches of rain across the city with wind speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. Current projections have the storm arriving late on Friday evening and lasting through Saturday evening, with the storm peaking late Friday night into the early hours of Saturday morning.
The mayor heard there on WCVB-TV, parts of coastal New York and New Jersey also preparing for the possibility of the storm. The death toll from the flooding in eastern Libya has surpassed 11,000, 10,000 people still listed as unaccounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow down 68 points and NASDAQ is off 118. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nestle Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
A well-worn thoroughfare in Israel getting special attention for its religious significance. We get the details from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Route 60 is Israel's north-south highway running 469 miles through the heart of biblical history. Snaking through such historic sites as Nazareth, Shiloh, Mount Ebal, Mount Gerizim, and Beersheba, most are unknown to tourists and remain largely unvisited. Route 60, the Biblical Highway, is a new film by Trinity Broadcasting and might just be the key that unlocks interest in biblical Israel. Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Ambassador to Israel David Friedman present Old and New Testament perspectives as platforms for some of history's most compelling and formative scenes. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Find news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. It is a new look for an iconic American brand, Johnson & Johnson, rolling out a new logo.
The move comes more than 130 years after creating the old one. The healthcare giant says it will replace the well-known signature script with a modern look that reflects its sharpened focus on pharmaceuticals and medical devices. The original script dates to the 1880s and was based on the signature of a company co-founder. It will still be seen for now on consumer health products like baby shampoo from Kenvue. That's a new company created in a spinoff from J&J. John Scott Report.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has peered into the cockpit of Russia's most advanced fighter jet at an aircraft factory during his extended visit to Russia. Kim's rare foreign trip raising concerns about banned weapons transfer deals between the increasingly isolated countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 64 today. Under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow. Highs around 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 63. 67 Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 64 today. Lows level off around 47 tonight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black Sea was made for moving on. That girl is going, going home.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time.
98 Q Country.
Lay back and smell the sun.
down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Oh, no. And nothing that I don't. Oh, no. Everything I need. Oh, no. And nothing that I don't. Homegrown. Oh, no. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't. I was looking at pictures I didn't. Brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
shell, leave us on a light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my
morning, and this may just hang with us through the day today. You kind of look outside, you see the heavy overcast, and you just get a feeling that this may be one of those soaker days. We're going to hold out with hopes of some sunshine at some point. 61 is our high. We started out at 56 this morning. We do have some free stuff. If you're interested and want to go to these things, we'll help you out. We got free tickets to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival that runs weekends through mid-October or so. So we got free tickets to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. We do have some Mall of America wristbands. If you want to take the family over, we will get you unlimited rides inside of the Nickelodeon universe, whatever they call it down there. And if you've never been to the Mall of America, it's not just a little like room with little buggy rides that you put like a quarter in. These are the real deals. They're roller coasters. It's a real deal, and these are valued, and I looked online, I believe almost $50 if you buy one of these wristbands to ride all day. So we've got some of those. If you're going to Mall of America, or maybe you could plan to go, we'll help you out with that. So we do have some free tickets. Just call us here at the station at 715-762-3221. In honor of Make a Hat Day today, we are celebrating, aren't we, Austin?
We are.
We are, Austin. Local... How would I describe Jane? Creative?
She's a local long-arm quilter, sewer.
Long-arm quilter, sewer. She brought us in a hat, and we posted it on our 98Q Facebook page. So in celebration of Make a Hat Day, she made a hat. And you know how she did this?
I do, actually. She told me how she did it.
Okay.
So for the hat, yes? She did two half-square triangles sewed together with white fringe in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Fold it in half with the fringe edge touching.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Nicely. And it's pretty cool. So
any sewers out there, now you know how to make a hat.
And the feet either are detached or unattached. It's a feature that I brought to the... They're unattached right now, but they are sitting on there.
We may have broken his ankles already.
Yes, we may have broken. It's kind of like, reminds me of a Mr. Potato Head kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Yeah. Post it on there. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's going on the site soon. So Austin's,
soon, yes. I'll figure out how to word this properly.
Austin's putting it
on. Now that I'm a company poster, I have to figure out how to do things.
Yeah, go to our 98Q Facebook page, like it, and follow us on there. We share a lot of local stuff that's going on around the area, so be sure to do that. We're going to get high school football tonight. Might be a little wet down there, but the temperatures will be nice. We'll take anything above 40, 50 temperature-wise. This time of the year for high school football. So Phillips and Shawamigan tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll join the Brewers in progress after that. Brewers in all on Saturday. Have the whole game. Sunday we'll have no Brewers because the Packers will take over. If you missed our get-together with Mike Clemens there a little bit ago, and you want some insider info on Aaron Jones, on Watson, on Dobbs, he's a man, and we talked to him just moments ago. The interview is posted, 98QCountry.com. Go under the archive tab, and there you have it.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer batter parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
It's officially here. This week only, enjoy 50% off your purchase during our friends and family event at Banana Republic Factory. Explore limited time savings on the latest elevated styles online or at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exergen thermometers are the number one choice of medical professionals at top-ranked hospitals. Make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home because accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee and store only. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
You guys all day long.
98Q Country.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happy.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard. It all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy dirt.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Only have myself to blame, but only for your stupid.
do it. Carrie Underwood there on 98Q Country at 9:44. Hope you are well on this Friday, the 15th of September. We are preparing ourselves psychologically and emotionally for everything that is winter.
And yes. We have our little friend over here staring into our souls.
Yes, our little make a hat day friend. It's posted at 98QCountry.com. Take a look at that.
And on Facebook.
Your grandma, Jane Korob, yep. Was nice enough to put that
together. The Facebook post is accepting submissions to name him.
Yes, we need a name. How about a contest to name, I'll find a prize. It'll be worth your while. So it's a make a hat day today. Go on our 98Q Facebook page. Name the character. Kind of got a potato head feel to it, but you can do whatever you want with it.
Just pick any name you want.
So name it. You've got until I'm off a few days next week. Well, I'm off a lot of days next week. I'll be back next Thursday. I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But name it, and we'll announce a prize later next week. And my wife and I are taking a few days off celebrating our, hold the applause, please, our 25th wedding anniversary on Monday.
Now you can applaud.
Now we can applaud. Can I get just from the thank you very much. I appreciate it. So my wife and I are going to take a little excursion over to Marinette, Menominee Falls area, and hang out with our little dog Billy over there on Lake Michigan and see what trouble we can't find over there. So we'll be gone a few days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Reality Radio is going to be Thursday of next week. So we'll do Reality Radio on Thursday of next week. So name our Make a Hat Day guy. Go to our 98Q Facebook page. Take a look at him. Give him a name, we'll make it worth your while. It'll be a fabulous, as always. When do we not give away fabulous and glamorous?
Of course. Our prizes are always simply to die for.
It will be a gift certificate from a business that you will enjoy. So name it, and we'll announce a winner later next week. It's your job, Austin, to remind me next Friday to give away the... All right.
Will do.
Will do, he says.
Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield invites you to their annual Oktoberfest buffet. Feature authentic German dishes like sauerbraten, frikadellen, Bavarian pork roast, beer-braised bratwurst, hunter chicken stew, spritzel, German potato salad, and more. All for $25. Of course, there will be German beer and specialty German desserts. So darn your lederhosen for the annual Oktoberfest buffet Saturday, September 23rd at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Taking reservations now at 715-762-4447 and seating is limited.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow. Highs around 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Low 60s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. High of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 47 tonight. Wish a top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Country. All right. What we got going on this? What you got going on this weekend, Austin? Anything exciting?
Not a whole lot. I'm just going to be hanging out, maybe going through some college stuff.
Yeah, doing some, you'll be here board hopping tonight for the Big Phillips Shawanigan football rivalry.
That happens at 7 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. How was the first few weeks of college going? Is it intense? Is it?
It's easy. It's way easier than high school.
Even my son, who's a senior in college, just said it's a lot more. When I went to college many, many years ago, it was much like high school in that you had to show up at class. I mean, you had to be at class. It was a very rigid schedule. Now, with the internet and the ability to post lectures online and stuff like that, I think it's good that kids who are in college, it's more of a responsibility thing. It's just like, okay. Yeah. Next Monday, you have to have this, this, and this done, and here's the way you get it. Here's the way you get your resources. It's your responsibility now.
So yeah, they treat you like an adult.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that flexibility is there because of the technology, too, because when I went to college, if you missed a lecture, well, you better have know somebody because mm-hmm. it's gone. I mean, there's no internet. There's nothing like that. So, yeah, it is kind of cool. So, yeah, fun experience. And you're doing it online, all online.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. We've got a big weekend for you. High school football tonight, Brewers tomorrow. We'll get the Brewers tonight after the high school game, Packers on Sunday. I think we've done all the damage we can here this morning. Go online and name this little fella or gal Make a Hat Day today. And we have a picture of our creation from your grandma, Jane. Grandma Jane, thank yep. you. And you name it, and you could win a nice gift certificate from a participating business. And
it can be a silly name, it can be a serious name, yeah. either gender, no gender, pick a name.
98Q Country Facebook page. So put that on your to-do list this weekend. All right, Austin, we'll see you next week, next, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday. Yeah, whenever I feel like showing up.
Whenever I feel like showing up. I will be off on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Always such a slacker.
Reality Radio on Thursday, so we'll talk to you then.
On the road with Febreze Car. Got a road trip planned? Don't forget to stop by Casey, Illinois to get your picture taken with some of the world's largest things, like the world's largest rocking chair or ring the world's largest wind chime. You can even mail a postcard from the world's largest mailbox, making this small town a must-see. While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Febreze Car works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shop out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
The Bite of Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Right now.
Try that in a small town. See how far.
station.
98 Q Country.